Welcome to End of Life University Podcast, where we share real talk about life and death. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Wyatt, and today is a self-care Monday. If you have listened to previous episodes, you'll know that I'm taking the last week of each month off as a way to refresh and nourish myself and doing a little bit of self-care. So there won't be an interview this Monday. You'll have to wait one more week and I'll be back with a new interview then. But for now, I'd like to offer you a brief little self-care recording with a practice that might be helpful to you. So I hope you'll take advantage of this opportunity to do your own self-care and join me next week for another interview. Until then, bye-bye. Today, I'll be talking about gratitude, and I wanted to begin by letting you know how powerful a practice gratitude is. I have talked about it a few times before during this series, but I wanted to focus in on the fact that a great deal of research has been done around gratitude and the benefits that it provides for us. So first of all, practicing gratitude on a regular basis leads to greater happiness and satisfaction in life, less materialism, less burnout, and less anxiety and depression, all of which are very powerful reasons to have a gratitude practice. On the physical level, gratitude leads to better sleep, less fatigue, and also a decrease in cellular inflammation, which is very interesting. So practicing gratitude really helps with all types of inflammatory diseases. On a spiritual level, practicing gratitude helps us develop other virtues, which is really interesting. They call gratitude the mother of all virtues because people who focus on gratitude every day actually grow in their patience, humility, and wisdom. And they're not necessarily working on patience, humility, or wisdom. It's just that when they practice gratitude, they grow in other areas spiritually as well. They become better people. So this very simple practice can have a powerful impact on your life. And I wanted to share it with you to remind you that this is something you can do on a daily basis without taking very much time. And some things to remember about practicing gratitude. First of all, the benefits it offers us accrue gradually over time. So it isn't that you will see dramatic changes the very first time you start a gratitude practice. Remember that you develop more and more benefits as you continue the practice over time. So it's important to make a commitment to it and to try to find a little time each day to pay attention to gratitude. The benefits do tend to be lasting, though. Once you start to experience some benefits from gratitude, they last over time. And so it's real and true growth that's happening. We are actually rewiring the brain through this practice of gratitude, and that tends to last. I've talked before about the fact that our brain, because we have a reptilian brain system that is designed to protect us from danger and harm, our brain in its default mode tends to focus on the negative and to hold on to anything negative that happens in life. And in order to rise above that negativity, we have to intentionally increase our thoughts about positive emotions and positive experiences. And some researchers have said it takes 10 times as many positive experiences to override the focus on the negative from our brains. So the practice of gratitude is a pretty simple way of focusing on something positive and good in your life every day that can help you rise above this default mode of always viewing things from the most negative perspective possible. Gratitude is also something that you can experience even on a very bad day. Even when you are feeling down and depressed and negative, you can often bring yourself to a point of feeling grateful or thankful for something. And so that's why gratitude can be effective. It's fairly simple. It's fairly easy to move yourself into a space where you can think of something you're grateful for. and you begin the process of rewiring the brain. And so perhaps you've been mired in negativity and negative thinking for a long, long time. It's going to take a while to change that wiring and to change your default response, but gratitude is a great way to start working on that. So I just wanted to suggest to you a couple of practices that you can use that are really simple as a way of introducing more gratitude into your life. The first is to just keep a gratitude journal. And this would be a small notebook of some kind that you dedicate to this practice of gratitude. I recommend placing it on your nightstand. And every night before you go to bed, simply write down three things that you're grateful for. Perhaps things that happened during the day that came up for you, remembering, oh, I'm grateful that this person did something nice for me. I'm grateful that I have plenty of food to eat today. I'm grateful for the job I have that provides an income for me and my family. Whatever it might be, at the end of each day, you should be able to think of three things for which you're grateful, even if things aren't going well and you're caught up in a negative cycle and feeling very down. There are probably still three things. I'm grateful I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful I have a car to drive. I'm grateful I have friends in my life, whatever it might be. So the time that you spend thinking about something positive is beneficial to you, but also writing down three things really reinforces in your brain and helps you rewire a little more quickly this positive approach to life. So again, a simple little notebook and a pen next to your nightstand every night before you go to bed, think of three things. And it actually still works even if those three things are the same thing. Even if every day you write down the very same things you wrote down the day before because you can't think of anything else, it's okay. At least you're moving into a state where you acknowledge that something good has happened for you that day. That even in the midst of everything falling apart or everything being terrible and stressful, there are still good things. And it also trains your brain to start noticing the good things. Because as your brain begins to recognize, like every single day, we have to come up with three things to put in this notebook throughout the day, you'll be training yourself, your reticular activating system, to start to notice good things that you could put in your journal at night. So noticing, oh, look, that flower in my neighbor's garden just bloomed and it's beautiful. Or wow, that sunset today was amazing. So you'll start to notice more positive things throughout the day because you have decided to focus on them and pay attention to them. So your brain will automatically begin to give you this feedback of information of positive things that you encounter that you'll store up a memory of so that you can write it in your journal at night. That's how this process works. It's so simple and so subtle. And again, it takes less than a minute to write down three things in that journal. And day after day, you're accumulating thoughts and images in your mind of positive things for which you feel grateful in your life. There can be days when you're feeling really down when you might want to go back through, read what you wrote on other days and remember, oh yeah, I am grateful for that. That is a good thing. That is a nice thing about my life. So having this collection of things for which you're grateful in your life is a resource for you in the future for those very dark, very bad days when you go through them. A second practice that follows along with this gratitude list in your journal is to actually write a letter of gratitude to someone. And as you look back at your life, there might be certain people that stand out who made a big difference to you, who did an act of kindness or taught you something, or someone who was there for you at a special time, and someone that you really wish that you could say thank you to. It might be a person who's not even alive any longer, but it's very helpful to simply write a little thank you note or thank you letter to that person and writing down why you're grateful, what happened, how it blessed your life or the benefits you received from it. Again, it's taking you through this process of remembering to be thankful and remembering to look for the good things that have happened in life. So whether you write one gratitude letter or dozens of them won't matter so much as the fact that you've gone through the process of putting your thoughts on paper and of thinking more broadly, not just I'm grateful for these three items, but I'm grateful for this person and for something that happened between us and why I'm grateful and what a difference it made in your life. So you're broadening the whole idea of a positive experience and looking at the impact it had on your life and perhaps the changes that came about over time because of something positive that happened. You might decide to write a gratitude letter to someone who did something for you yesterday too, so you might not be able to trace it as well through life, but it's equally valuable to write a note or a letter to someone. And the studies have shown you don't have to mail the letter or even give it to the person that you're thanking. The process of writing the letter is helpful whether the person ever receives the letter or not. Doesn't really matter. Although if you did send a thank you note to someone, you would actually be making their life better and giving them something positive in their day too. So as you take on this task of writing a letter of gratitude, you might find that it feels good, that you like it. And it might be that you start writing letters of gratitude from time to time more often, or sending little thank you notes to people in your life who have done something special for you. And this could develop into its own practice of every week or two sending a little thank you note to someone who did something special for you. Again, you're training your brain to focus on the good things that have happened and to remember when other people have looked out for you or done something for you. So the gratitude journal every night and writing a gratitude letter from time to time or a thank you note. And then a third practice that I recommend, again, very simple and very easy to do, is the idea of saying grace before your meals or saying a thank you before you eat a meal. And I know for many people, this might turn you off because you associate it with a religious practice, but saying thank you for your food doesn't have to be religious at all. You're actually saying thank you to the plants and the animals who gave their lives for this meal that you're about to eat. And you can say thank you to all the people whose labors brought this food to your table. When you think about what it takes to actually bring food to your table, there are so many people you can be grateful for. And so many of us have a practice on Thanksgiving Day of saying what we're thankful for, but I encourage you to use mealtime, maybe just for one meal a day. Pause for just a moment, and all you have to do is think to yourself, I'm so grateful for the plants and animals and people that brought this food to me today to nourish me. That's it. That's all you have to think. You don't have to say it out loud. You don't have to tell other people that you're saying it. It doesn't have to be a practice that's out in the open, just in your own mind, remembering to be thankful before you eat. And studies have shown that people who say grace eat more mindfully, tend to eat more slowly, and tend to have better digestion of their food, all of which are good things as well. So reminding yourself to just take a moment before a meal to be thankful for the food you're about to eat. And one thought I had is to put a little sign on your table that says thank you, or maybe a napkin ring that says thank you, something just to trigger in your mind quickly before you eat the food to say, oh, thank you. So grateful. This is an amazing meal. I'm so grateful I have this food. So three simple things: a gratitude journal, write a thank you letter to someone, and remember to be thankful for the food that you have to eat every day. Those simple practices alone, they shouldn't take too much time out of your day, but can make a huge difference for you. So may you be grateful for all that life is bringing to you right now.